You're listening to SBS News.
John Owen is a modern-day missionary, a larrikin with a pierced ear and a wicked sense of humour. The 42-year-old is adored by those at the Wayside Chapel in Sydney's King's Cross. 6 months ago, the father of three became the CEO and pastor of the beloved charity.
I love what goes on here. Wayside is loved not just in Sydney but across Australia because, you know, our doors are open to anyone. Everyone is welcome. No one is an outsider.
Born in Malaysia to Sri Lankan and Indian parents, John grew up on the streets of Melbourne with a desire to pursue a career helping those in need. But his parents had other ideas.
Being an Asian kid, we are raised and our life scripts are set out before we're even born. You know, the expectations are quite high on the things we will achieve and the things we'll go on to do. And it's a very narrow band, you know, doctor, lawyer, engineer. You know, they're your three main options. Choose whatever you want. Never stopping to actually ask the question about, you know, what do I want to do with my life? How do I want to contribute to society?
Nevertheless, he dropped out of his computer science and engineering degree at university. He then spent the next 20 years of his life living on the poverty line while working with disadvantaged communities in Melbourne and Sydney. Later, with his wife Lisa, they opened their home in Mount Druitt in Western Sydney to anyone in need of shelter, food and love, from refugees to former criminals and recovering drug addicts.
To the people who say we're crazy, you're absolutely right. You know, but I think what is crazy is how normal life is creating so much inequality. And so we thought, look, let's have a crack at making a difference. Let's do it from not just from an abstract way. You know, let's not just click online and change the world by signing an activism page, but let's try and make poverty personal.
For David Baker Heroa, the Owen House became his second home, and John an older brother.
Like, I was about 18 at the time, and I called up Johnny and said, Raz, I'm in a bit of strife and I'm scared. And so I ended up getting let off. I was in trouble, and Johnny said, kind of like pulled me away from drinking alcohol and doing all that silly stuff.
Today, John is still close friends with David and a friend to so many more at the Wayside Chapel. Andrew Windsor, who works with John at the Wayside Chapel, says John is more like a brother than a boss to him.
A little while ago, I had a relapse back into addiction, and I was able to go to John and say that. I've relapsed, and I had no fear of judgment. I just knew that John would be there to support me as best as he could back into recovery.
It's that ability to help people during their darkest times that John says makes his lifelong commitment to serve so worthwhile. And his parents too now recognise and are proud of the difference he is making. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.